You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind. This is the Taxi Dave Show.
At the iHeartRadio studios, they're going to throw us out if they find out what we're drinking here. And with us tonight, we have John McDonough, and we have George and Eileen Hodges. Claire's a little under the weather. Carolyn couldn't make it tonight, but certainly we love all our listeners. And, you know, we made it here an exceptional time. And it's amazing because, you know, I picked up George and Eileen. And Waze, the app I have, started taking me through all these little streets back and forth here and there. We got down here in an hour. It never takes me an hour. It takes me an hour to get to the George Washington Bridge. We were here in an hour. And then Eileen was telling me something about a municipality is going to ban Waze or something.
That's what they're going to do, Dave. They're looking to some towns in New Jersey are looking to stop traffic, just local traffic going through their roads because of they feel that these traffic apps are just congesting their streets.
Well, how else do we get to see different neighborhoods?
I read one article. The guy said he couldn't get out of his driveway, that there was so much traffic on his quiet block, which have been quiet for a lifetime. And I guess if you're buying the house, that you would buy it with that thought, this is a nice quiet block. A real estate agent's not going to take you down there. Let's say at 8 in the morning, and you got traffic from one end to the other. You say, what's this?
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, if you're on a major road and there's an accident even, it detours you through all these little tiny neighborhoods. Great if you're looking for a home.
It's great. You're right. For those of you who don't know, Waze is a GPS app that's on your phone, and it's the greatest thing in the world.
It is.
For like 12 years, I was driving from Queens and then going up north and across the bridge and up to Orange County. And people would say, well, why don't you take the Whitestone Bridge? I'm not going out of the way there. What are you, crazy? It's going to be worse than ever. I got Waze. It took me over the Whitestone Bridge. I saved a minimum of 30 minutes every commute. That's big. That was
huge. Well, the other thing from a yellow cab point of view, it gives you all the red light cameras. All the radar cameras are set up, and particularly where the cops are hiding, because it'll actually come up on the Waze, cops hidden. And you know that it's coming up, and you can see them coming up, so it helps you avoiding tickets here in the city. So that is a great service that Waze provides, but Google Maps doesn't.
Well, Waze doesn't provide it. It's actually the subscribers.
Right.
If you see a cop, you put in, there's a cop here.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
he's not there, when the next car comes, he puts an X there and it goes off.
There was one stage where the cops wanted to get rid of Waze. They said, we don't want them knowing where we are. So, well, why not? You know, what's the big deal?
You know, it's funny. We mentioned Waze before, and I had somebody email me. And asked me what's Waze, and I was explaining it. She said, can you call me? So I called her up, and she said, what is Waze? I'm like, Waze, what are you talking about? She says, the GPS app, Waze. Took me 5 minutes to understand she was talking about Waze. W-A-Z-E. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on with apps. And we'll talk about something that Jeff Klein did up in Albany regarding congestion pricing. Okay, we're going to talk about, you have some fun planned tomorrow, John, I know, but And we'll get into
the
taxis.
Be no congestion where I'm going. Don't worry about that.
You know what? Why don't we have some fun? Why don't we tell people what you're doing
tomorrow?
Well,
no. I mean, it's not just me. I mean, me and about 30 of my family are heading to Coney Island tomorrow. We're going to be on the boardwalk around 12. At 1 o'clock, somebody blows a whistle, and all these big Russian guys, and why they wear Speedos is beyond me, but they sort of lead the pack of hipsters and crazy people. And they all run in, and you last about 30 seconds in the water, and then you come running out, and then we head to Conley's over in Maspeth on Grand Avenue, and we start the year off Coney Island and having a couple of pints of Guinness. No better way to start the year. Dynamite!
So all you people who stay up all night and you're incoherent, go out to Coney Island tomorrow at 1 o'clock and go in the ocean with a bunch of your friends in the Polar Bear Club. Why not? That's one of the things in New York City.
Yeah. It's a great event. I think tomorrow, I was getting calls from my family, the Sunshine Patriots. You know, every year we go, it's in the 20s or 30s. Is that still on? Why? Why shouldn't it be on? What, the temperature goes down a little bit? Come on. We're made of sterner stuff than McDonough's. We're going to be out there on the boardwalk tomorrow at 12.
And besides, we'll warm up later at the pub.
Yeah. At a certain point, yes. It doesn't matter what the temperature is.
So, this week, a ferry got stuck on a sandbar, right? There's ferries, the newest type of transportation, in and out from Brooklyn, from Far Rockaway. That's the newest one. There are different stops now in Long Island City, and it seems to be the wave of the wave of the future, no pun intended. And we'll see what happens when the East River and Hudson freezes over. That's another story. But I started throwing things at the television, John and George and Eileen, because in New York, we have a certain type of accent, and these are, ferry is spelled F-E-R-R-Y. 9 out of 10 people say ferry. I'm not kidding. Oh, a New York City ferry was got stuck on a sandbar. I'm like, they're not ferries! They're ferries! The heck are you talking about? So keep your ears open, okay? And next time somebody mentions a ferry, and you'll see that they do call it a ferry. But anyway, can people, I just want to get back to that Waze thing. There are hundreds of thousands of people in New York who use Waze, who drive. How can a municipality legally close streets when people are paying taxes for those streets to be open? You're an attorney, George, right?
They can legally do it until they're told that it's illegal to do it. And that's exactly what's going to happen eventually. It's the same thing that happened recently in Mahwah, New Jersey, where they tried to keep people out of their parks and out of their playgrounds, and the state eventually sued them. And now they're not keeping people out of their parks or playgrounds anymore, but they got away with it for a couple of years.
But don't they have certain communities that you can't park overnight and stuff like that? Because they said what they were doing with Waze, they had the cops at the top of the street blocking off the street, and you had to prove you were a resident to get into the street. Now, where does the legality come in? I mean, what right do I have to go down that street, but I can't park there at night?
Technically speaking, everybody has every right to go down the street. Mm-hmm. But as far as the parking goes, that the local people do. They've been doing that for years out in the Hamptons, keeping people from parking anywhere within a couple of miles of the beach.
Right.
Sure, you can use our beaches, but you have to park 5 miles away.
Mm.
Yeah. So, with that said, I want to say hello to some of our new listeners. We are now, the Taxi Dave Show has an ad on the front page of the Daily News Pakistan. That's their website, dailynewspakistan.com. We are on the front page, the Taxi Dave Show. So, yay, let's hear it for the Taxi Dave Show on the front page.
Well, you're on the front page, but Dave, you're below the fold. I don't know. I would have to talk to the editor there. I got to get you bumped up a little bit because you know how it is. It used to be like that when there was newspapers, but... Yeah, you know what? We can get it up that extra inch or two. You know what I mean?
You're talking about newspapers now, right?
Yeah, right. You know, how many people would even know what I'm talking about? Above or below the fold?
I was thinking about inch or two. inch or two. And speaking of sexual harassment, so I want to say hello to... first off, what a segue, huh? Our Pakistani listeners, it is freezing outside, and this year... I decided that I was going to donate to homeless shelters. Homeless shelters. There are emergency homeless shelters. There are homeless shelters for single parents. There are homeless shelters where
There are veterans, homeless shelters. I mean, for seniors who don't have means, there are homeless shelters. There are so many people in need this year. So if you can consider giving something, especially in this cold weather, stop by. Bring them a gift. Drop off a check. We have disabled in the hospitals. We can't forget about them. Hello, everybody who's listening. We have our armed forces, okay? And we have, all our cops who are working tonight and firemen who are on call and taxi cabs, hundreds of taxi cabs on the street. Unfortunately, down here tonight, most of them look vacant. So you can get a cab tonight, folks. So you're going, you're listening to me now. You might have had dinner. Maybe you're going to see family. Maybe you're going to go out to have a party or meet some friends or something. But there are people who are working. It's a thankless job. Taxi drivers, for example.
You're bringing all this up. How is it the only industry that cannot charge a little bit more on New Year's Eve or the yellow cabs? The cops you talk about, they're probably getting overtime tonight. The hotels are charging double. Even the guys selling these little wickety-doos here, they're getting more. No matter what bar you go into, they're charging more. Lyft and Uber are already doing price surging. But the yellow cab industry cannot charge more than what's on the meter.
That's right. We used to say, cannot charge more than the rates that are on the door. But, of course, the government took the rates off the door. You know, nothing like total transparency. They took the rates off the door without asking anyone. They just decided to do it. And you're right. In weather like this, on a holiday, it's New Year's Eve. It's going to be in single digits tonight. When we end this show, it'll be about 9 degrees in New York City. So, by the way, all our listeners, I know we have listeners out west and down in Florida, okay? That's
yeah,
for you.
Yeah. And enough with the pictures on Facebook. Right. I don't need to see the little screen grab saying it's 90 degrees.
That's
all right. We know that.
Yeah, right. That's right. You see the picture of the feet on the chaise lounges and the pool in the background?
Yeah, little tiki bar. Hey, enough already.
Enough.
Of course, we laugh at you during the summer.
Yes, well, they're snowbirds, right? They're down there now, and then during the summer, they come up here.
Yeah, yeah. Put up your hurricane photos, all right, during the season.
We have a phone number, by the way, is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. This is a live call-in show. We talk about transportation or anything else that's on your mind, as long as it's within the realm and we don't diss anybody. Okay, we had some callers like that in the past, and we don't like mean people, and we don't like condescending people. We like good people, and that's you, our listeners. That's why we're the number one talk show in New York City in this time slot on Sunday nights. It's a great thing. I'll remind all of you not to drink and drive, okay? Drink after you drive, after your car is parked. And take a taxi cab. If you're in the city, there's plenty of taxi cabs. Believe me, we were all talking about how many vacant cabs we saw tonight. So you can take a yellow cab. Of course, at 12:03, there's going to be a million people who want cabs. Taxi, they said there were cabs. There's no cabs here. There's a million people wanting
cabs.
Wait
till
we
hear about the price surging stories tomorrow now in the Post and the Daily News with Uber and Lyft. But that'll start well before 12 o'clock, so... But okay. Your yellow cab will be charging you exactly what's on the meter, so take yellow.
800-321-0710. Amia, you're first up on the Taxi Dave Show.
Oh, you listen, Dave.
Okay.
Have a good year. Someone had mentioned about the minibus in 8th Avenue, starting from 42 to like 36th Street. The minibus in New Jersey has a big sign, say taxi, and it has a...
So there's a minibus that goes from 42nd Street to 34th Street. Where? What avenue is that?
This one, 8th Avenue.
8th Avenue. 8th Avenue. Yeah, last time I checked, 8th Avenue goes north. So is that up by the Port Authority on 42nd Street?
Yeah. Oops, no. And 8th Avenue from 42nd, they back it up all the way. They have the blitz number New Jersey. They work New Jersey, New York, New Jersey.
So it's a New Jersey minivan. And what are they doing?
Minibus,
and what is he doing exactly? He has a sign that says taxi?
He has a sign that says taxi, and the traffic is very terrible from this area. They drive it very bad. Plus, they take a business from Port Authority. This one is legal to back up to work with the New Jersey plate number.
Well, you know what? You can if you have the plate number, and photos are always good too, you can send that in to the Taxi and Limousine Commission, to Uniform Services. Or, you know, if you leave your number, I can tell you, I can contact you after the show.
Dave, this is all coming in on these apps and the new technologies chopping up Manhattan. Certain apps for the airport, certain apps. Now this new app service, Chariot, which are running these little minibuses from the Lower East Side over to Midtown, and particularly out of Brooklyn. They're coming out of Red Hook, Brooklyn, Sunset Park, and they're running these Chariot buses. I think they're $5 a thing. And it's based on if there's 50 people go on this app in that one area and they want to go to a certain area, they will set up the system for that. So, I mean, the technology is outrunning the Taxi and Limousine Commission, who are not getting a grip on this. I mean, even though he was saying that that minibus or whatever it was from New Jersey, I don't care what plates it had, it shouldn't be working 8th Avenue and doing the pickup. Not only is it taken away from cabs, but it's taken away from the subway system and the buses, which need the funding to keep the subways up and running.
Thank you, Amir. Good call. Our next caller is Gino. You're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, Dave. Just want to tell you, I'll be taking my green cab down Stillwell Avenue to meet you on the boardwalk tomorrow for the swim. Okay? If you're going to be there, I'm going to be there.
I have news for you. Wait. Just to clarify here, John McDonough and his crazy family, all 30 of them, are going to be on the boardwalk. Taxi Dave is not going to be on the boardwalk at Coney Island.
We will have T-shirts on saying the McDonough Polar Plunge, and on the back of them, it's going to say offthemeter.net, which is the one-man play I do driving a yellow cab. So we will be very hard to miss there tomorrow.
I have a Viking helmet on. So I'll be
are you with a Speedo?
Oh,
yeah, when I dip in, I do. So, tomorrow I'm wearing my Uncle Sam pattern shorts, actually.
Okay. Why does it say in Florida? Are you from Florida?
No, Florida. I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Florida. Also, Uncle Sam pattern is what I said in the shorts, and that's it. And my bathrobe, my shorts, my Viking.
I think outfit. Do you dress like that every year?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I've got a picture.
John will say hello to you. Strong. Or you can say hello to John.
I only do it on New Year's Day. So I'm really an amateur.
I just want to tell you, we only have aristocrats who listen to this show. Guys in Viking helmets on New Year's Day and Speedos. I love it.
Yeah. I've got to ask, why the Viking helmet?
I used to wear a floppy Uncle Sam hat, and then in the salt water, it all gets mushy and soft, so I needed a harder hat, just a harder structure, so it's more resilient in the water. Plus, when I start bobbing, when they want to come rescue me sooner or later, because I'm out there for 25 minutes, I'll be easier to spot.
So if anybody wants to do a thesis on Viking helmets, contact Gino.
Here you go.
Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Happy New Year to you.
I'll see you tomorrow, Gino.
You got it, Johnny.
Bye-bye. Okay. We do have a caller from Florida. This is Abe. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, Dave? And it's good to talk to you, and I want to wish everybody in New York a Happy New Year. And I'm glad that I'm not in New York. It's really cold there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, but...
So tell us what the temperature is in Florida. Go ahead.
It's in the 60s, okay? It's kind of chilly, you know? But, I want to say on behalf of NYC Taxi News, I want to thank everybody that has been logging onto the website. Over the year, we had, and I have the figure here, we had 139,971 logins for the year of 2017.
And just to let you know, folks, Taxi Dave, I don't have my own website. I can't afford one. I'm just too lazy. And Abe had offered once upon a time to put my radio shows on his website and also my monthly newspapers, the Taxi Insider. And I'll tell you a little bit about that later. But so, Abe, if you want to see any of the issues of Taxi Insider, if you want to listen to any of these shows for the last, 3 years?
Oh, gee, they go back to 2014. Okay,
that's about 3 years. You can go to nyctaxinews.com. Abe is a retired New York City cab driver. okay, who has this website, and I go on it now. You have so many ads and advertising, I can't find my own thing to get to my newspaper. But it's good. I'm glad it's working out for you, Abe.
Your newspaper is getting read over 1,000 times, a few thousand times a month, okay? And your show, your last two shows have been logged on over 1,000 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
okay,
that's good to know.
And that's besides,
and that doesn't go on the Nielsen ratings, by the way. People don't know about that in the Nielsen ratings.
But when people miss the show and well they want to hear it again, they can go to NYC Taxi News.
So come on, I have to ask you something. Don't you miss the 9-degree weather on New Year's Eve in New York? Come on.
I tell you what I miss. I miss driving the taxi when the conditions are good for the taxis. Okay, I don't miss driving in traffic when I have to desperately find a restroom. Okay? Which I cannot imagine how these guys today, you know, it's 20 times worse than when I was driving. Okay? And I don't know how they're doing it. I can't understand. How are they driving in all that traffic? And what do they do when they got to get off the road? You can't just keep driving and driving and driving, or sitting in your car and letting your bladder fill up.
That's very true. For those of you who don't know, there's been, not intentionally, but unintentionally, taxi stands have been disappearing in Manhattan, where they're needed the most, for a number of reasons. We all know the largest concentration of yellow cabs and pickups are in Manhattan. So why not have taxi stands in Manhattan? God, you remember the Belmore Diner?
Yeah, when I first started driving, was that on Park Avenue?
That's right, Park Avenue South.
Yeah, and I think Taxi Driver was filmed there with De Niro.
There were several diners that I used to use. There was the Market Diner on 33rd Street. There was another Market Diner on 11th Avenue and 43rd Street.
Right, they had parking there.
Yeah, you know, and there was taxi stands across the street. There was the Green Diner.
The point is that there was plenty of parking for yellow cabs and for others. If you wanted to stop for lunch for the working of the blue collar guy, if you needed a place to park, and those have been replaced with city bike stands. How many people are bicycling tonight? You know what? I didn't see one bicyclists on 6th Avenue outside these studios. And we were parked out there for over half an hour. Didn't see one bicycle. So, you know, it's not a perfect world. I mean, the bikes are great when the weather's warm and people are nice. And, oh, let's see New York. And, oh, I'm going to commute with my bicycle. Nobody wants to ride a bicycle when it's 9 degrees out.
But, Dave, the taxi stands used to be just for yellow cabs. Now you can't get the yellow cab in there because there's all these Uber and Lyft drivers. I don't know what the law is on that, but they're taking up all the spots
now. And the problem is, when they see a taxi stand that's only for yellow taxis, they park there waiting for their next call because they know in this area there's going to be a lot of calls, or waiting for surge pricing to kick in so they could take advantage of my listeners who are smarter than that. Okay, and they just they take up the spaces, and that leaves cab drivers that they can't do human things like eat lunch and go to a restaurant.
Well, let me ask John. I mean, John, you still drive?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do when you have a circumstance where you must get out of the taxi?
What it is, you almost psychologically have to figure out that you're going to have to go to the bathroom. You have to get out of those neighborhoods, say Midtown, and get down to the Lower East Side or get over to Queens or Brooklyn to diners there. So you're actually gauging in your head where you're going to be in the next hour. You can't just chance it that you're going to end up at Rockefeller Center or down at Radio City. So it's not that. And listen, then a lot of guys have the old bottle in the cab where they just go in the bottle and then pour it out the side. I mean, that's the way it goes.
I could never do that.
Well, that's what most drivers are doing now.
What a lovely show. We're going for dinner right after this.
Happy New Year.
Dave, this has been a pet peeve of mine for so many years. So many times when I used to write for that other newspaper, you remember, you know what I'm talking about. I used to write about this, and I used to, drum it time and time again, do something about this. Deaf ears. I'm writing to deaf ears because the people that could do things about it, they're in offices with toilets.
Anyway,
they don't
Yeah, it's a problem. That problem's been getting worse. It's not going away. And somehow, some way, we deal with it. I mean, the best options that we've heard, just to let you know, and this isn't only for taxi drivers. This is for anybody. How many times people come down, oh, I'm just going to go see the Christmas tree. I'm not going to get out of the car. And 2.5 hours later, you've gone one block. So what do? You pull into the hotel driveway or park in front of the hotel and just tell the doorman, I got to go. And you just do it. And usually they're very understanding, the taxi drivers.
Well, the point I'm trying to get across is they must do something about that traffic. They must get rid of the cars that are not doing anybody any good.
Well, it's funny you say that, because we had the situation where the governor came out after Mayor de Blasio talked a little bit about Move New York and congestion pricing. You know, he's against putting tolls on the free bridges like the 59th Street Bridge, Manhattan and Brooklyn and Williamsburg bridges. And, you know, the governor said, well, you know, I have a better idea. He came out last week with something and said, and you've all heard it, well, what about a surcharge? We talked about 2 weeks ago. Bruce Schaller came out with a study, and then the governor kicked in based on the study. Bruce Schaller, I saw him on the television. And by the way, he will be on the show next week. Bruce Schaller will be a guest on the show next week. And he was saying, well, a $3 fare would bring in X amount of dollars, you know, to the MTA and, you know, the surcharges, and everybody would be included, including taxi cabs. Now, I have a problem with that. And let me tell you why. Because after this show last Sunday night, I got a call from a driver, and I met him. Claire and I met him in Columbus Circle, and we spoke to him for about a half hour. He got three fictitious tickets, summonses, from a police officer on Lexington Avenue a few years back. His name was Corny, and I remember that guy. You know, there's a bad apple in every bunch. This guy is the bad apple. And he would give, and I had accumulated the same three tickets for 48 different drivers for the same violations in the same area. It was bull. It was nonsense. It was fictitious. He was just doing his quota. He had a thing for taxi drivers. The guy gets in the cab, and I recognize him. Why do I recognize him? He bought a medallion for $925,000 at the last city auction, okay? Which, and that's a wheelchair-accessible medallion, so he had a wheelchair-accessible vehicle. He pooled his family money, maxed his credit cards, did what everybody does, and took a loan. Okay, for $700,000, which he was paying off until this year. He did it for 2 years. This year, he said, I just can't do it anymore. The repairs on the car, even with the money I'm getting, the repairs on the car were too much for him. And he said he turned the medallion back, whatever that means. I'm not exactly sure what he did. But what was my point? The point was that here's a guy who paid that much money, and now the city wants to charge a $3 surcharge on every taxi fare. Oh, yeah, every Uber fare and every Lyft fare and ride sharing. Well, that's great. You know what? This industry has individuals like Mr. Khan, who I met last week, and thousands of others, hundreds of whom I've met, I've known, or I put into business over the last 40 years. Okay, and they paid New York City that money, that $925,000, that went to New York City and to the general fund to pay for cops and firemen and schools and all the services that the city has to offer. What does he get back? Oh, well, now you're going to add another $3 surcharge that we're going to give to your competition because they're not doing so well. Are you out of your freaking minds, New York City? Are you crazy? It's the stupidest thing I ever heard, the most unfair thing I ever heard. $3 on a taxi cab ride as an additional surcharge? You know what? I'm not very happy about that. But something good did happen on Friday. Now, most of you people may not know, but the taxi cab of choice for drivers because of the gasoline save is the Camry Hybrid. For some reason, the Camry Hybrid disappeared off the Taxi and Limousine Commission's vehicles allowed to be a yellow cab. Oh, you could buy a gasoline Camry, but you can't buy a Camry Hybrid. Why not? Very interesting question. I wondered why not. The governor on Friday signed a bill known as the Clean Air Act, okay? which is going to allow any hybrid. It's going to take about within the next 90 days. The taxi limousine commission is going to have to pass rules and set up a mechanism, but they are going to allow the owners of 1,300 medallions to purchase any hybrid vehicle, not just the Prius or the RAV4, but any hybrid vehicle like the Camry hybrid. That happened on Friday. The governor signed it on Friday, and you're hearing it on Taxi Day. Why is that important? That's important because when drivers wanted to come and drive yellow cabs, we have a mandate that 50% of our yellow cabs have to be wheelchair accessible. They would come in and say, I'm 110 pounds. They were worried. How are they going to put someone with a wheelchair into the car? Also, the vehicles, to this date, there's not a purpose-built hybrid wheelchair-accessible vehicle. And in their minds, they wanted a Camry hybrid. Why should I drive this gas guzzler? And it may not have been a gas guzzler, but certainly got less mileage per gallon than a hybrid would. Why would I drive that when I can go to another rideshare company? And if I go to the rideshare company, I can get any car I want, like the Camry hybrids. Okay? So,
Dave, you go to a lot of meetings. It almost sounds Monty Python when they used to have the Ministry of Silly Walks. Is there a division within the Taxi and Limousine Commission that just has a commission how to make lives miserable for taxi drivers? Because everything we bring up, like, there had to be a meeting to say, let's make it more miserable. Let's make congestion. Let's have Uber sit idling 100,000 cabs in Midtown waiting to get the app call. I mean, what is going on? And now Uber supports congestion. They created the congestion, and now they want congestion pricing, of which what they'll do is undercut the basic fare so the passenger doesn't feel it, but their drivers will end up paying that. I guarantee it. There's no way that's going to be added on. What they'll do is lower the fare and make it the same.
So the drivers will make less money.
Yeah. Oh, you know that. I mean, they're not going to eat that.
Well, they're starting to come back. We have an email from Jerry. Actually, Jerry got three summonses in front of Penn Station. I was talking about that one.
You were talking about a cop down there.
There were two jerks. One is the Lexington Avenue guy, Corny, who, by the way, is no longer in that precinct. He's just going answering summonses from 3 years ago and 2 years ago. And then you have another guy who's by Penn Station. And he just waits for cab drivers to either be in the crosswalk or to make all that left turn onto 32nd Street, okay, from the right side.
But even the drop-off at the passenger, if you're not so many inches from the curb...
The rule says if you're more than 12 inches from the curb, you're in violation. And folks, in front of Penn Station, okay... hundreds of thousands of people on and off trains, up and down, in and out of cars. Driver, drop me off. Well, if the driver waited to be 12 inches from the curb, it would take him 20 minutes to get alongside the curb, so you're in the second lane. The guy, transaction, boom, and you're gone, and you leave. And the passenger gets out and goes down. Technically, that's illegal. Illegal. Right, counsel? Thank you, sir. All right. Let's take Sheila. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Okay.
Good. I have some thoughts. Due to the recent articles where people are finally being honest about the congestion, you know, and admitting that it's because of, the Uber cars and all, you know, and all the for-hire cars, because I don't think before people were just not really admitting that that was what all this congestion is. It was totally obvious, but nobody would really admit that. And I was hoping that this was going to lead to perhaps some kind of solution where they would try to control the cars by maybe this would be like really wonderful, but of course it would never happen, that they would make a lot of those cars that came into the market for free, unrestricted, have to go back and have to pay, to be in the market, which would then limit would cut down on a lot of the cars that are there, which would then help to balance out the congestion, because they are picking up. It is immediate transport. They are picking up people immediately. It's just as immediate than putting up your hand. And so they should really have to pay something be, you know, on the streets.
You're not alone, Sheila. One of our past guests, Louis Riccio, who used to be the commissioner of the Department of Transportation, wanted Ubers to pay $10,000 a year, a fee of $10,000 a year, to level the playing field. Okay, since they didn't pay for a medallion. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I've been saying. I've been saying that, and I think that that would definitely also, if you want to bring it up as an argument about all this congestion, that would help to control it somewhat because it would be fewer cars.
That's right. Right now, somebody just has to get a hack license.
Right.
Get any vehicle that's approved by any base, and you're in business.
And then also the BBC also had an article out, had on their program something about in Europe. I really didn't follow it that well, but something about, you know, that Uber cabs are the same as any other car transportation service, and that
that's
they
right.
have
to in treat London.
It and regulate it exactly the same way. So they should have to pay to come into this. I mean, what happened, of course, as we know, really was illegal, you know, but that's not how it went. And anyway, so the other point that I wanted to make, the other thing I wanted to say was that I think that that would be a great idea, but I also heard that the new city council speaker, I think it's going to be Cory Johnson is probably going to be the city council speaker. Is that correct?
You're good, Sheila.
Okay, John. Right. Well, I think he supports unlimited Uber cars. So... I don't know if anything would... I read that somewhere that he was in support of that. I don't know if he still is. I don't know if he would change his, you know, mind. But I know that I feel that the city council put the nail in the coffin of the yellow cab industry when they allowed all of those unregulated cars to hit the streets.
Yeah, and we were talking about it last week with Carolyn. I mean, in 2013, there were 30,000 FHV vehicles, and now... there's over 100,000 FHV vehicles. I mean, 70,000 more vehicles make a difference on the streets of the city of New York.
And Dave, why is it the city of New York can restrict green cabs from going below 96th Street empty to pick up in Midtown? That should be done with Uber and Lyft. You can drop off there, but you got to get out unless you get a call. So the main reason is congestion in Midtown is because you got 100,000 Uber cabs that are cruising empty waiting for the app to light up on them. So why is there a restriction for green cabs and not for the Uber and all the other ones where the only people who should be allowed to be being picked up in Midtown below 96th Street are yellow cabs? That's
the right place at the right time. I mean, Uber came in at the right time and Lyft came in
with the right wallet.
And there are, you know, people don't even know. We were talking about this before in the car. I mean, Eileen, do you take yellow cabs?
Yes, I recently, and you just told me about the app that I can use. I did not know that.
So here's a New Yorker who takes yellow cabs. There are stickers on the cabs. Who looks at stickers on the cabs? Mm-hmm. And there's two apps. You could either call Curb or Arrow. And I have drivers saying, where are all the app calls? Nobody's calling. I don't understand. I have the app. Nobody's calling. It's because nobody knows about it. You know, they don't have their marketing budget. They should be advertising on this show.
They should be sponsored.
Yes.
This show.
And to that end, I want to thank Lacus Technologies. Because, you know, they've decided that for 3 months they are going to support the show for a minimum of 3 months. And I want to thank Hereford Insurance Company as well. Okay, for 3 months they're going to advertise. Renewal time is coming on your liability insurance. And if you have workers' comp, check out Hereford Insurance Company. And Lacus Technologies, you know, the owner, Alex, threw $1 million of his own money to develop this app for drivers. Okay, and the goal is... for drivers, to make it easier for drivers. So you wake up, you go on your smartphone, where's the nearest cab so I can go to work? You don't have to commute an hour and a half to the fleet, okay? You don't have to wait for a car. It's being repaired. It's being this. It's being prepped. You get into a car and you go to work and you drop it off and park it legally anywhere you want. You can be a part-time worker. You can go to school. You can have your kids at daycare. You can do whatever you have to do. That's why the Lacus app is great. So for Lacus drivers, I'm promoting it, even though, you know, starting in January, they're going to be advertisers along with Hereford. And so, you know, apps are coming a long way. But for passengers, Curb, C-U-R-B, and Arrow, A-R-R-O. Those are the apps for New Yorkers who want an app, who take Yellow Cab by app. And there's plenty of yellow cabs tonight. You know, why are you standing in the street freezing your cojones off waiting for a different car when you can get a yellow car that's available around the corner?
They got to stare into their phone. Oh, I see my driver. He's up there. He's stuck on 34th Street. He's coming to me.
And speaking of supporters, I want to thank Helene Lefkowitz, who's a listener of the Taxi Dave Show. I don't believe we've ever spoken. I have now, I need $900 a week, every week for January, February, and March. $3,600 a month on an average. So you can donate. There are a lot of drivers out there. There are a lot of listeners out there who said, oh, I'll donate $20 a month, $10 a month, $5 a month. If you really are sincere and you want to donate something, do what Helene Lefkowitz did. Go to patreon.com/taxidave. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/taxidave, and you will be able to donate money for the Taxi Dave Show. And it says, what's my goal? It's $3,600 a month. That's it. That's all I want. We get $3,600 a month. It helps to offset expenses. So I want to thank Helene. I did say if you donate $100 a month, I'll mention your name on the radio and I'll print it in the newspaper as well. Okay, why not? Let's take JFK. You know what? Let's just take a break for 30 seconds and we'll come right back. Okay, this is the Taxi. Oh, yeah. Okay, happy New Year.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's New Year's Eve, and we are here with George and Eileen and John and all you listeners and all you callers. We love it. We absolutely love it. And if you want to keep hearing Taxi Dave on the air, go online, patreon.com/taxidave, like Helene Lefkowitz, patreon.com/taxidave. JFK Mike, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. We're just going to take caller after caller. How you doing, Mike?
Yes. I'm doing happy everything. Happy New Year, Dave. It's been a great year on the resistance against the evil Uber empire. And I just want to say I've spared no expense. I'm reporting live one block from Flash Dancers in Times Square, which is, I'm guessing, the epicenter of all the festivities. And a little shout out. I had a very lovely young lady in my camp from Flash Dancers. And, you know, I forgot what I was going to say because I started thinking about Flash Dancers. Anyway, I want to say Happy New Year and also, thank you to all the advertisers, the sponsors, and the fans of the Taxi Dave Show. And the newspaper is going to be on the street at the end of this week. Is that not correct?
I may have an announcement on that. Yeah, it'll be out the end of this week. Okay. You're going to notice a major change to it, though.
Ah, okay. Well, first of all, it's 9 degrees, and everybody's all excited about Mariah Carey singing in Times Square. So how's that for a party?
Okay, let's see how she can screw up this New Year's Eve. Yeah, you know who I hated? I got to tell you who I hated last year. Hey, be quiet. It's my show. Let me tell you why I hated, okay, Lionel Richie last year. Lionel Richie is doing this live thing from a hotel in Las Vegas, and he says to the public, why are you back in the East at Times Square? It's hot here in Las Vegas. Come to Las Vegas. And I go on my weather app, and it's 42 degrees in Las Vegas. He was lying to everybody. Don't believe him. Don't watch Lionel Richie. Okay. Mike, thank you so much for all your help. You've been
likewise. Happy New Year, everybody. I'll catch you guys later. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Vinny, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, David.
Hey, Vince Vincenzo. How are you?
Listen, I didn't know you were Italian. You know how to say Cayonne. Listen, you know, I want to salute you. You are a master in the transportation business, mostly taxi and probably, you know, private cars.
Flattering will get you everywhere. Go on.
You are. You know, you're the guy that they need at the TLC as the commissioner.
Thank you very much, but they have a commission. You know, Vinny, Vinny is retired. He used to work in the taxi industry. We worked together for many years, and we accomplished a lot of great things together. And it was always an honor working with you, Vinny. I really enjoyed it. I love guys who, you know, the salt of the earth, blue-collar guys. Don't get me wrong. Vinny always wore a suit and tie, but we always advocated for the small guy, for the taxi driver.
Yeah, listen, my father drove a cab in 1937.
Well, you know? That beats me.
that beats me, too. I started, I don't even remember, in the mid-60s.
Hey, Vinny, here's an email from a guy, Salamina. He said, Dave, the policeman's name at Penn Station is Castro. And that is his name, okay? He's the other guy, all right? He actually, you know, sometimes I hand out newspapers at Penn Station, and I park across the street in front of the hotel. The doorman lets me, and I hand out newspapers to cab drivers. He says, get out of here. I'm going to give you a ticket. I said, but the doorman said it's okay. I don't care what the doorman said. This is my street, and I'm going to give you a summons if you don't leave right now. So I couldn't hand out newspapers because Mr. Castro, okay, decided that it's his street and his hotel. All right? So I have no love for that guy.
What's his name, Castro?
Yeah, well, listen, I can't give his name over the air, but his name's Castro. That's his last name.
Probably Midtown South.
No, actually, he's from that, they have that the transportation unit.
Oh, over on 30th or 32nd Street?
Though? Yeah, well, you can't make a left on 32nd, so you go to 30th, and sometimes the police station has that blocked off.
Yeah.
So if you have to go to 33rd Street, you actually have to go down to 26th Street to make a left turn. New York is wonderful, folks, when it comes to traffic. That's why you should take yellow cabs, all right? Take yellow cabs. So, Salamina, thank you for that. And, Vinny, how you doing, man? You doing all right?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great.
All right.
The only thing is I miss you guys. I miss the city. I miss my friends in the yellow business. But soon we'll be getting together. That's the promise.
Yeah, Vinny and I spent many days down at City Hall.
Keep fighting for the yellows, will you?
Thanks.
Because nobody else does and nobody else cares.
Thanks a lot, Vinny. Appreciate it. All right. Wow, Vinny Cipone. Haven't heard from him in years. I love that guy. Gene, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, how you doing, David and the gang?
How you doing, Gene?
I'm fine. You know, I'm listening to this show. I'm telling you, your show is growing by leaps and bounds. It sounds great. I really like it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I wanted to mention something relative to Uber and how they handled it in another country. For instance, let's go to London, the city of London. In London, the mayor of London, his name is Sadiq Khan. He's the mayor of London. And the way he handled Uber was his own iconic fleet of limos was doing very badly over there because of Uber.
Isn't it funny that our former Department of Transportation commissioner's name was a female by the name of Sadiq Khan, and the mayor of London, whose band just they won and banned Uber from London, is Sadiq Khan? Isn't that interesting? I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what he did? He was given privileges to his own fleet of cars.
Oh, really?
And that's how he was handling it. Uber was complaining, but he was given privileges such as parking privileges. They could park where Uber wasn't allowed to park. And that's what they should do here. You know, it takes It only takes imagination.
Hey, Jerry, do you drive in Manhattan at all?
Me?
No, the other Jerry. Yeah, you. Do you drive in Manhattan?
Me? I'm not driving in Manhattan anymore. I leased it out.
Oh, okay. So you were a medallion owner.
Yeah, sure. You know me. My brother was Mickey Marvin. You know.
Oh, yeah. I know who you are. The great comedian.
Yeah. That was my brother. So, what do you call him? I'm his kid brother. And I know you.
I know who you are. Listen, thanks for listening and calling the Taxi Dave Show. And I certainly appreciate it. I really do. Let me ask you something. Carolyn just sent in an email, and I'm going to read it. Thanks so much for all you do, being a voice for those who have no voice. In short, the yellow taxi owners and drivers. Hope everyone who's out there driving tonight is making a lot of money. And that's from Carolyn. Yay, Carolyn. All right. You still there? No. Okay. We have any other callers right now? Brother Ben, you're next. On the Taxi Dave Show. So you're going to tell me what you and Trump spoke about 2 weeks ago or not?
Yes, the number one show on New York City. And it was you guys, a Happy New Year. And I fell Saturday. 34th Street, I fell.
You fell last Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday. Yeah, I fell 34th Street, yeah.
What did you fall over?
Like on the ice and everything.
Well, we happen to have an attorney here.
We'll get you out when your time is up.
I wish him a Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you, Brother Ben.
You guys, okay.
You're the best. You know, this is funny because one winter morning at breakfast, the couple was listening to the radio and they heard the announcer say, we're going to have 10 inches of snow today. You must park your car on the even-numbered side of the street so the snow plows can get through. And the wife went out and she moved the car. So a week later, while they were eating breakfast, the radio announcer said, we're expecting 12 inches of snow today. So you'll need to move your car to the odd number side of the street so the snow plows can get through. So the wife went out and moved the car again. Well, finally, the following week, while they were eating breakfast, the radio announcer said, we're expecting 14 inches of snow today and you must park your car. And then the power went off. And the wife was very upset. And with a worried look on her face, she said, honey, I don't know what to do. Which side of the street am I supposed to park on? And with love and understanding in his voice that all men who are married exhibit, her husband said, why don't you just leave the car in the garage this time? Ba-dum-bum. I thought it was pretty good, actually. Didn't sound that good, huh? Oh, well. So, Brother Ben, thanks for calling in. And just to let everybody know that death is the number one killer in the world. Okay? So, let's see. What do we have here? Oh, this is nice. This email came in. Life is like a jar of jalapeno peppers. What you do today may be a burning issue tomorrow. Ba-dum-bum. All right. Enough of that. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left. So... Once again, if you want to help keep Taxi Dave on the show, make a commitment for a month. I don't care if it's a dollar. Anything you can afford, $1, $5, $10, or like Helene Lefkowitz did, $100 a month. Patreon.com, patreon.com/Taxi Dave. Appreciate that. Don't drink and drive. Let's take one more call. You're on the Taxi Dave Show. Hello.
Hey, David.
Yes.
Hiya, it's me, Gene.
Oh, you're back, Gene. Okay.
We got disconnected. Yeah, you know, I can't even pay my cell phone bill anymore. Things are getting very tight here. Got my cab leased out, and I'm telling you, things are going downhill, but I'm lashing all the way. What can I do?
Well, you know, just to let you folks know, when did you buy your medallion?
1982.
So you've owned that medallion, 92, 02, 12, for 35 years. Did you hope around this time to retire and sell your medallion?
I was on the brink of doing it. It seems that this unfortunate circumstances beat me to it.
Okay, so, folks, these are the people, like Gene on the phone, who bought a medallion 40 years ago, partnered with the New York City to have the exclusive right of street hails, okay? And, you know, the Taxi Limousine Commission, they're doing what they can. This year they passed a number of rules, and unfortunately technology came fast and came before rules came. And right now things are a little stagnant, but there are auctions coming up. There have been auctions. There's a bottom line that I believe has been set in the price of the medallion, and I believe right now there's no place else to go but up. All right? There's plenty of cabs outside. There's vacant cabs, which means passengers are being picked up and dropped off at their destinations faster than any other means in New York City. So we really need to support yellow cabs. And anything that comes out of Albany, I'll tell you right now, where there's a surcharge that's going to affect all vehicles, including yellow cabs, fight it, folks. Speak to your public officials. Speak to your politicians, your council, city councilmen, your state assemblymen, your state senators. Speak to them, all right? Because we've already paid the city for the right to pick up street hails. And if we don't get any rights to help ourselves, then we're going to be out of business. I believe we're never going to be out of business, that there's a value to street hails, and that we are going to make a comeback. So I want to thank everybody who called in, everybody who's emailed. There are more emails coming in now. John McDonough, thank you so much. Okay, George and Eileen, thank you. And I only have about 15 seconds left, so all I can say is I love everybody out there. Don't forget the homeless shelters in the cold weather. And donate to patreon.com/taxidave. I got to go now. Taxi!